I think the need for good hygiene is obvious to most people, but is there a point at which we might be carrying things a bit too far?
Short answer to that, yes. Antibacterial soaps are a problem because what they're doing is they're removing the good, normal bacteria, which we call normal flora, from your skin. Antibacterial soap is also drying, and that drying on the skin allows bad bacteria to penetrate. It's not only the bacteria, but a certain level of your oils are necessary to keep your skin intact. And it doesn't have micro breakage for the bad bacteria to get in.
In listening to you, I was thinking back to dentists who've warned against using mouthwash with alcohol because it gets rid of too many germs. There are certain germs that are actually beneficial for your mouth.
Yes, similar thing. And I think, you know, the opportunity here as well is to educate on what is necessary in good hygiene. Before and after going to the bathroom, and before and after preparing food, before and after looking after a sick person, or cleaning up dirty diapers, etc. Antibacterial soaps do not need to be used in those situations. The other thing that has come up is there is media information about you're lathering yourself too much every day. Do you need to wash your whole self?
Well, everybody's been told you need to bathe or shower.
Yes, and so back to the too far. If you love your lathering of your whole body, try to go with the more natural organic soaps that are less intense in terms of added perfumes, deodorants, color, etc. In general, the more colored and the more perfumey something is, and if it's got more chemicals in it, it's probably going to be more drying. And there's a matter probably of balance. Do you need to use those every day, twice a day? Or do you rinse mostly and then once a week or so you treat yourself to your fancy body wash? Mm-hmm. I think people have to start to think about these.
If I'm hearing you correctly, showering or bathing once a day will do it.
If there's nothing else going on, once a day will do it. Focus on armpits, groin, and the rest of your body. General rinsing is fine. Rethink lathering extensively every day. I want to talk about, the hand sanitizers, because there's mixed information on the hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizers are great when soap and water are not available and your hands are not visibly dirty, but you have eaten or just in the regular course of things, you know you should clean your hands. Over-the-counter hand sanitizers are fine. And many of them now have what we call emollients in them, moisturizers, that clean your hands of bacteria, but provide moisture as well and don't dry your hands out. Those should be used the way the instruction is on the bottle, which is you put a dab on your hand, you cover your entire back of the hand between the fingers, and you air dry it. You don't wash or wipe that off.
Dr. Prasad, thank you for being with me.
It was my pleasure.